And we are back, folks, here on a special edition of the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, preempting your regularly scheduled program, sports programming, to bring you a special event in downtown Ann Arbor, Tech Trek 2019. This is part of a week-long of events that were put together by A2Tech 360 to highlight technology, IT, innovation right here in this area. My friend Ira Weintraub, who just, made a trek across downtown Ann Arbor. The concept here of Tech Trek is a walking tour of Ann Arbor's innovation-based businesses. Now, this is kind of counter that, me sitting here in one location and having the companies come to me. But we wanted to give you that feel, the actual feel. So Ira went around and walked around downtown Ann Arbor and went to many of these spots. And he's now back. So first of all, Ira, what did you learn?
I learned that I don't know anything about our town. There's so much going on here in Ann Arbor that we really don't know. Like, we learned that yesterday, right? There's a hub on the edge of town, and they've got a bunch of companies there. But it's the same thing like when I was over at Cahoots, which is a couple blocks over that way. At this point, I've kind of turned around. Mm-hmm. But when I was at Cahoots, they have unbelievable workspace with monitors and desks that rise and down. So you have all the perfect workspace. You can rent by the desk. You can just, it's awesome.
Did you get a Slurpee while you're there?
I did not get a Slurpee while I was there. The sugar probably would have helped. But I wanted to keep on my move. I had seven stops to make. I actually made six of the seven. Our own technology kind of failed me a little bit mm-hmm. at one point in time. And I think that's because when I was at Menlo Innovations, and Menlo is a really cool space. They're right down the street from the Michigan Theater up on Liberty, so just a couple blocks from here. And it's underneath the parking garage, as you heard on the interview. Mm-hmm. So you go down this elevator. I took the stairs, and it's like a small staircase. And then you see a glass doors. You're like, okay, there's an office here. And when you open the glass doors, it is a huge space like underneath the ground. So I lost Wi-Fi down there. So it took me a little while longer to send one of my reports. But you learn that there's so many great spaces to work and have technology. I think my favorite one was the last stop, the one that I just made at SkySpecs, because they have drones. We sat in this, it's kind of like a phone booth, where people could actually have private phone calls. They are more soundproof than our radio studios,
really,
this booth. Anyway, I'm sitting in there, I'm doing the interview, and they've got these little toy drones flying at us because people are trying to learn how to fly drones. But they wind turbine technology that they're trying to fix, so they use drones to, because who's going to go up on a wind turbine blade to look at it? You mm-hmm. fly a drone up there. I had a ton of fun. I don't know how many steps I ended up doing. I don't have I don't have one of those watches to tell me, but I can probably count the blocks. But we also learned about this town, even if you look at a map, it's not that big, right? Getting from State Street to Main Street is essentially what I did, because Maynard to Ashley, it's not, it's what, six, seven blocks. And then you kind of go north to south a couple extra blocks. But there's so much going on. What I saw were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those fluorescent green bags that people had from check-in as they walked around. You can see, here's an example of it right here as they walk mm-hmm. by, picking up the swag at all these different places. And I learned more about the places that I went to than before. Like, for example, Barracuda Networks. We know all about Barracuda Networks, and they do a lot of that technology and a lot of that security right here. But if you walk by Barracuda on Maynard in the old Borders building, you just see the front. You're like, okay, they've some off, space here. We don't realize it's three floors mm-hmm. and it's huge. It goes back, and it's a lot of, I know that the restaurants over there have taken some of that property, but it's a lot of the old Borders. So you realize how big that space is. There really is an insane amount of technology that is so far and above over our heads, but it was really fun to learn and hear words that I don't necessarily understand, mm-hmm. but it was fun to get people talking about why they want to be here. A lot of things coming out of the University of Michigan, for example, and people just love being here in Ann Arbor with all the great things that we have to provide in addition to the brain power that we do. And I had a lot of fun. So I'll thank Simone for nominating me to go walk around town.
I'll thank Simone for that too. introduce your last stop.
So my last stop was SkySpecs, and they fly, they have their own. Someone on the ground presses a button on a drone. The drone flies up the up to the top of the wind turbine, and it does like a 360 imaging of the blades so that they then send it down to their blade experts who look at the blades and figure out what's wrong, and then they can fix them. Because who the heck is climbing up a wind turbine? Those things are huge. Mm-hmm. And so they have their own drone technology. And that was a lot of fun. The stop, I regret not being able to make it to Ithaca. They're actually the closest one, but I started around, and I looped my way back, and I ran out of time, and maybe ran out a little bit of gas, too. Mainly out of time, right. Not out of gas as much, but, man, it was a ton of fun. I'm happy to be sitting in the shade for a couple of minutes, but we had a lot of fun, or I had a lot of fun going around seeing a company like Duo, a company that we know fairly well because they stole one of our employees, and she's doing great over there. And they're, again, another technology. A lot of apps being developed in this town. Mm-hmm. Duo just sold to Cisco for a lot of money. And so they had a disco theme going. Get it, Duo and Cisco disco. Mm-hmm. So they were showing off their technology. We're developing a lot of apps in town. We're developing a lot of proprietary technology in this town, and they're continuing to look for more talent. So they were had stops talking about college students for internships, high school students that might be interested in internships at some of the stops. Obviously, once you graduate and you have those degrees, and maybe you're in the workforce, if you're looking for something new and you want to be in this town, you don't have to go, as we've learned these last 2 days, you do not have to go to Silicon Valley to get that kind of technology and to get those kind of work experiences. You can do that right here in the great city of Ann Arbor, because I learned something living out in California. Now, I was two, three hours north of Silicon Valley, but I learned something living in California. If you're a Michigan person, if you're an Ann Arborite, if you love U of M, living in California may be a little too far away from the big house. It was for me. It was the only time since 1993 that I've missed, that I haven't gone to at least a game at Michigan Stadium, was the year I lived in California. It just might be a little too far from the big house. So what do? Stick around town. There are so many companies right here that where you can work and put your technology expertise to use and continue to develop and grow, whether you're in town here or on the edge like we saw yesterday. Yes, this town has so many hidden secrets. And the interview I did with Jen earlier in the week that played yesterday morning, she really said something that it didn't resonate until I went through it today. Walk up and down Liberty, walk up and down State, walk up and down all the different streets in town, and you know all the restaurants, you know the shops. Mm-hmm. But do you know what's above them, and do you know what's below them? And that's what really this is about, is that there's so much going on above and below the normal storefronts, and you realize that there's just so many great things going on here in Ann Arbor.
All right, so Ira had made one last stop. It was with Sky Specs, so let's throw it to that. Ira with Sky Specs.
My tech trek continues here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket, online at WTK.com. And I'm now at Sky Specs talking to Danny Ellis. Danny, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, thanks. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So I was looking through some of the research about this place, and you guys have like all the cool buzzwords, drones and turbines and robotics and aerospace. So why don't you bring it all together for us and tell us what Sky Specs is all about?
Yeah, definitely. So Sky Specs is aiming to optimize wind farms and wind energy production using robotics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning to really streamline repairs and workflows in wind farms. And we see a huge opportunity as the wind market is growing. And we've built many products around scaling operations and maintenance.
So for people that are participating in Tech Trek 2019, when they come here and see all the flying devices and everything going on here, what exactly are you guys doing today?
Yeah, so we're showing off some of our drone technology. We utilize our own custom software on drones to take images of wind turbine blades. The entire process is automated, so there's no human operator flying it. A person's on the ground, they push one button, and the drone takes off. It builds a three-dimensional model of the turbine, and it makes its own flight path to capture images of all four sides of all three blades. We then have software that analyzes those to find damage, and we have a team of blade experts that produce reports and help wind farm owners understand what's going on. So today, we're showing a handful of things going on around our software. We're showing how the navigation works. We have a simulator running. And then we, of course, have these toy drones flying all around the office with an obstacle course so that people can see how challenging it could be to actually fly a drone by yourself.
We're actually sitting in a glass-enclosed phone booth, and we have drones knocking on the door as people are trying to get it. I'm assuming through the that octagon shape over there, and it's actually kind of fun to watch people do that while we're having this conversation. I mean, it's really cool technology, and you guys are taking this really cool technology and combining it with the really important technology of wind turbines and wind energy. So really cool stuff going on here. Why Ann Arbor for Sky Specs?
Yeah, Ann Arbor is an amazing place for startups and just high-tech companies in general. But all of this spun out of the University of Michigan. And so it started as a senior design project, then some master's level research. And then we were working with the Center for Entrepreneurship at the University of Michigan and turned this into a company about 7 years ago. We decided to stay because we were continuously finding amazing talent at the university. It's a great place to grow the company. We were able to find fundraising in the state of Michigan. And then now we've pulled fundraising in internationally even. And it's just a great place to grow a business. And, you know, our customers are worldwide, so it doesn't really matter where our headquarters is.
I love innovation and technology based right here in Ann Arbor, and we're showing off all the stuff. I'm very much distracted by the flying drones. It's really fun to watch here. I love hearing about these great success stories, and we had some we were talking about on the radio yesterday, and now more of them today, where you start right here from U of M and student project, et cetera, and they'll grow into this. If people are, maybe students are listening or people driving around, et cetera, how do they get involved, or if they want more information about SkySpecs?
Yeah, first go to our website at skyspecs.com. And if you're a student, you know, shoot us an email. We hire interns every single summer. And a lot of those interns have turned into full-time when they graduated, even starting in high school. You know, I've been amazed at the local high schools. They have their own robotics and engineering programs. I mean, even one of the wives of one of our employees teaches an engineering class over at Huron High. And, you know, the skills they're getting now are far beyond what we had in high school. So, yeah, feel free to reach out, shoot us an email, and, you know, love to have them involved.
Danny, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we are back, folks. A special edition of the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA winding down here at Tech Trek 2019. And Ira, it's been educational for sure.
But it's been, no doubt.
But it's been fun.
It's fun to learn about the great things happening. It's kind of what JJ said this morning, right? When he thanked us for highlighting all the great things happening here in town. It's fun to learn. Sure, we love talking sports. We love highlighting all the great things athletically that go on here in Ann Arbor and around the region. But it's fun to see the other things going on because you realize that a lot of our listeners, I was at the Barracuda. And I walked in the Barracuda, and I say hello, introduce myself, and I'm asking for, you know, who should represent. And the guy goes, oh, I listen to you every morning.
Dude, that happened with KLA. So KLA was here, and they said, oh, man, I listen to you all the time. I listen to you all the time. So, yeah, we had that an opportunity to – meet the people, some more people that listen to us.
And we're kind of, so usually they kind of, you know, basically come into our world, right, when we're talking sports. And now we're going back into their world and talking about the technology things going on here in Ann Arbor. It's fun to meet the people. It's fun to meet people that are, you know, running the different locations and running these different businesses, or sometimes it's just workspaces, but they're doing all these great things in town. And everybody was having fun today because everyone had refreshments and everybody had entertainment and everybody had, you know, fun things, you know, fun interactive activities to get swag around town. And it's a really fun way to highlight. I'm going to keep using the word fun probably for the rest of the day as I gear up for what's going to be fun later tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it was John McLaughlin from KLA, right? Wasn't that John? John McLaughlin from KLA. He said, hey, I'm born and raised in Ann Arbor. I went to the University of Michigan. KLA came here and gave me the opportunity to stay in Ann Arbor.
That's
and
it,
I
right
listen
there.
To the Michigan Insider every morning.
Well, I love the last part the most, but the other part's great too. And that's the point, right? Where Expedia buys out a company that was local, and they could have closed shop and they could have left. What did they do? They renovated their space at Nichols Arcade. And Sam, this space is really cool because it's in Nichols Arcade. So they kept the historic part of it.
You remember in Nichols Arcade when we were in Michigan? It wasn't like that. You didn't find Expedia in there.
You know what I thought about on the last part of my walk back over here? I thought about, I don't know how much of Rich Reddy's book you've read, but in Rich Reddy's book, it talks a lot about, you know, so you basically learn about the transformation of Ann Arbor. And you go back to like the 80s and the red light district and the seedy part of town and those kind of things. Well, part of the seedy part of town was the Embassy, you know, hotel that's over there, right? Well, right next door is Cahoots. And you walk all these blocks now, and instead of being whatever it was back 30 years ago that you probably weren't even going to walk those blocks, there are things on every block. Technology things, obviously restaurants and shops, but there's technology being worked on every block in this town. And it shows you the difference that this town was 30 years ago versus what this town is now. We know it's become a foodie town, a foodie destination town, but it's also a place for, you know, for technology companies to come here.
Right.
And maybe they, you know, big companies buy a business here, but they don't close the shop here. They expand here. And it's a great thing to learn as you walk around town today and you heard the interviews that I did, that all these great things are happening here. I had a great time. So I'll enjoy my rest later, but I definitely enjoyed my walk around town today.
We just saw the Critio carriage, you know, pick people up from the corner of Liberty and Division and taking them over to Critio. We learned they were our first guests of the day. They said they're a little off the beaten path, located over on Main Street, but we'll bring you to us. And they're serving barbecue, Ira. So So they're taking
Why didn't anybody put that on my list?
They're taking it to another level.
How come barbecue wasn't on my list?
Yeah, they're taking it to another level over there. So so many great people that we got a chance to meet, that we got a chance to learn from, definitely exposed us to another side of Ann Arbor, the most important side of Ann Arbor, the side that makes it the smartest town in the country. I do want to take a minute as we get out of here to highlight our team, Ira. We've talked about everyone else. Let's highlight our team. Starting first.
Hold on real quick. Because I mentioned his name, we got a tweet from Rich Reddy. He says, guess who else is a stop on A2 Trek? AADL. Because they were highlighting they could do podcasts and stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay, so yes, yes.
The district library right around the corner as well.
The Ann Arbor District Library for sure. Rich Reddy, you can hear him every Tuesday. The Towny Top 3 does a great job. He is the champion for libraries, not just in Ann Arbor, but everywhere. I got people, you know, sending us messages saying, man, I'm going to go get a library card based on what's going on with Rich Reddy. So, yes, definitely a stop as part of Tech Trek 2019. But our crew, our team has done such a great job, our entire production team, even Dan, who I had a problem with for a minute.
He's not the one in the red shirt.
I could deal with a red shirt. See, you weren't here.
I already gave him this is his get out of jail warning.
Yeah,
right
you
here.
Here
That's
for,
it.
You weren't here for Dan to feed himself and not feed anyone else. He went and got some pizza and decided he didn't need to bring pizza for us. I was like, man, what's the deal? So, but he made up for it because he said he didn't know he could go get a box. And bring a box down. So it's fine, Dan. Everything is good. Simone, who has made it all possible. You know, we have a great sales floor. They do a tremendous job. But part of the job is also preparing us for being out on location. And these last 2 days, when it comes to the need for prep, I can't think of an event that we've needed more prep for.
And comes from the newest member of our sales team.
That comes from the newest
team.
Member of our sales team.
Setting an example.
So an outstanding job done by Simone. And not only that, when Dan fell down on the job, or when I thought Dan fell down on the job, he didn't fall down on the job. When I thought he did, Simone saved the day. And she went and got the box of pizza and brought it down. So just doing it all, you know, taking care of all the business. Then back in the studio yesterday, Miz did a great job today. Matt Leach doing a great job. So.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was sending those reports. He was getting them when technology didn't fail me.
Yeah,
and it's great when technology fails when you're doing a tech trek. But Matt did a great job. The one thing that Simone didn't do right is she didn't tell me there was barbecue at one of the stops. That's it. Otherwise, great job.
Yeah, so a tremendous performance by our team bringing you Tech Trek 2019. Hope you enjoyed it. When it comes to Monday, the M Zone will be back. We'll be back in the morning. On the Michigan Insider, thanks for listening to this special edition of the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official sport voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor Accumulus Station.